Yesterday, we were talking about proper motivation, and then it occurred to me that long ago I had had a dream about proper motivation, and I wanted to share this dream with you because you know how dreams are, that sometimes the imagery is just so overt and pure and telling that it is clearer than anything in waking life. It's just absolutely clearer than anything in waking life. And as we realize more and more about who we are, our night life becomes clear light. It's just filled with luminous awareness. And sometimes the dynamic energy of this luminous awareness, rather than manifesting as some kind of bizarre nightmare-like dream, manifests as a dream that is a pure vision about reality, the true reality. So this is a dream that's like that. And I mentioned to you that when I awakened, what also awakened in me is that everyone already knows who they are. Everyone knows who they are, so who we are is directly accessible. It can't be missed. It can't possibly be missed, as it is who we already are. So there's nothing to seek and no one to seek it. There's no effort required, no achievement to be gained. And this was so clear to me, and it was so clear to me that there had to be a very direct way for everyone to know this. So one night I had a dream, and in the dream, within my awareness, were all the people on the planet Earth, including myself. But the awareness was inclusive of everything that could be named, so inclusive of universes, galaxies, all beings everywhere, the planet Earth with all the beings on it, and all the human beings who are the only ones who have self-knowing awareness, or, ever, it's the only way awareness ever knows itself through a human being, so it's like the consummation of a human life to realize who we are. It's the greatest love affair we can ever be involved in. There's no romance that can ever compare with this. In fact, we can never have a true romance at all until we realize this about ourselves, not on the supramundane or the mundane level. So in this dream, all of the human beings all over the earth, the 6 or 7 billion, however many there are, were all living in these little nests, and they were like little birds. They were like little birds in their nests, and they already were who they are. That was absolutely clear. They were brilliant and shining.